Maxed out your credit card? Can't keep up with the monthly minimums? Well, you're not alone. The American Bankers Association says credit card delinquency reached a record high last year. But help is on the way. The company that keeps track of one of the most important credit scores, the FICO score, has come up with a new set of guidelines to help consumers use their credit cards wisely. Day-to-Day's Alex Chadwick spoke earlier with our personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary, about the new guidelines.
Michelle, you've been pushing for FICO guidelines for a long time. Do you approve of what they've come up with? And first of all, what are FICO guidelines?
Your FICO score is the score that you get that lets lenders know how you've handled your credit. So FICO was created by Fair Isaac & Co., and it's just a credit scoring model, and FICO is sort of the trade name for it. It goes under different names for the different credit bureaus, but essentially it's a FICO score. And lots of folks who know about their credit score know that this is a very, very important score. It determines how much you're going to pay for credit in the future.
So that's it. So what are credit scoring companies looking for when they set this number for you?
Well, Fair Isaac, which created the model, is looking at how you handle your credit card debt. And lots of folks don't really realize that how they handle that debt definitely affects their credit score, whether you have a high balance or whether you're making late payments, even if it's just a day late. How all of those impact your score? The better score you have, the better rates you'll get on future loans.
I've heard people say, you know, if I reduce the available balance on my card, that's going to lower their credit and that's going to lift their score. Does that work?
Not necessarily so. What they look at is how you use that available credit. So what's more important is, say if you have a credit card with a $5,000 credit limit, you don't want to be near that max. In fact, you want to be way below that, 50% or less. So you want to be using less than $2,500 on that $5,000 credit card. That's really more important, and that will boost your score more than, say, reducing the overall debt on that card. Because if you reduce the balance, it may look like you are more risky than you are.
Uh-huh. So you're saying, for the sake of your credit report, you shouldn't be carrying more than about 50% of the maximum allowable purchase power of your credit card.
That's absolutely right. All of them. You really don't want to be at that max. And most people who say, well, you know, I'm at the max, but I'm paying my bill on time every month. That's good that you're paying on time, but being near that max shows lenders that you may be a risk in the future because you're utilizing so much credit.
If a credit card user wants to close some accounts, how do you advise them to go about that? Which accounts should they pick?
You want to be careful about which accounts you close and when. So you want to close, say, for example, retail cards before your bank cards. And retail cards would be like your department store cards. MasterCard and Visa cards kind of boost your score more. And you definitely don't want to close accounts if you are about to get, say, a car loan or a home loan, because closing those accounts could lower your credit score.
Does it make any difference how long you've held a card?
It absolutely does. The length of the time that you've had a credit card definitely impacts your credit score, and it can boost it. So if you've got a number of cards, you want to close the ones that you've opened the most recently, because that will show that you've had a long credit history, and that will boost your credit score.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She's also the author of the new book, 7 Money Mantras for a Richer Life. She joins us regularly on Day to Day. Michelle, thanks for being with us again.
You're welcome.
And that interview by Day to Day is Alex Chadwick.